USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. At least 10 people are dead in 5 states after severe storms ripped across the southern United States. Many of the deaths were caused by high winds that took down trees and submerged vehicles in floodwaters. Over 650,000 homes and businesses in Tennessee and Kentucky are still without power. Meanwhile, it's a whiteout in the higher elevations in Southern California with heavy snow. The San Bernardino National Forest and roads in the San Bernardino Mountains are closed. Snow-stranded families in mountain communities that are running out of food and other essentials. Caltrans crews have been plowing roads around the clock, but the work is being slowed by downed trees, utility wires, and abandoned vehicles. Attorney General Merrick Garland made an unannounced trip to Ukraine on Friday, joining Ukrainian President Zelensky and international partners for the United for Justice conference in Lviv. He held several meetings to reaffirm the U.S. commitment to hold Russia accountable for crimes in its invasion of the country. Meanwhile, President Biden met with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz at the White House yesterday to discuss ongoing support for Ukraine, calling on Russia to end its war. Speaking from the Oval Office, Biden said the two leaders are continuing to put pressure on Russia to end the war, as well as strengthening the NATO alliance.
And we made it clear that if he moved, we would both respond. And together we made good on that promise. And I want to thank you, Olaf, for your steady leadership.
The German chancellor said Moscow is a very dangerous threat to peace and that allies need to stand with Ukraine for as long as necessary. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley says she wants an America that's proud and strong.
Wokeness is a virus more dangerous than any pandemic, hands down.
Speaking to conservatives at CPAC, the former South Carolina governor noted the increasing national debt on President Biden's watch and added some Republicans have helped make it worse. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
A tragic story out of a small town in Texas. 5 children were stabbed, and family members say the suspect is the child's mother. Ellis County Sheriff's Deputy Jerry Cosby says Child Protective Services had gone to the home and discovered the victims.
We found multiple victims on scene. 3 deceased victims were found inside the home. All victims were children. 2 children were taken to local hospitals.
Authorities say a suspect was taken into custody. This happened at a home in the small town of Idley, about 40 miles south of Dallas. Actor Tom Sizemore has died at age 61.
Sizemore was known for tough guy roles in action movies. His films include Natural Born Killers, Heat, Saving Private Ryan, Black Hawk Down, and Pearl Harbor. His manager said he had a brain aneurysm following a stroke, and his family decided to end life support for him. Over the years, he had struggled with addiction issues and legal troubles as well. Sizemore is survived by 2 sons. I'm Karen Sloan.
The Colorado house where 6-year-old JonBenet Ramsey was found dead more than 2 decades ago is up for sale. Her death has never been solved, and her parents and brother were cleared 15 years ago. The beauty pageant princess was found assaulted, beaten, and strangled to death in the home's basement in 1996. The house in Boulder is now up for sale for $7 million. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.